This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2131. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 24th, Algeria, Angola, Armenia, Australia, Colombia, Cuba, Denmark, Ecuador, Egypt, France, Greece, International Vacuum, Iran, Japan, Kaliningrad, Monaco, Mongolia, Philippines, Poland, Romania, Russia, Solomon Islands, Sweden, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The A22 shortwave broadcast season begins Sunday, March 27th, entailing many changes in times and frequencies. We went over some of them the last couple of weeks. I'll get in some more this week and perhaps even more in the next couple of weeks because there's so much to deal with. Much more detail, of course, via the World of Radio IO group. Let's start with Algeria, still relayed via France, as their own shortwave transmitters are still supposedly under construction. From HFCC via AER in Spain, here are the frequencies for one-hour spans of Algeria via France in Arabic, mostly with Quran, and partly in French, all to parts of Africa. From 046050, 057295, and 9535, 069620, 18-13815, 19-11985, and 12-060, 20-9510 and 9660, 21-5930 and 9585, and 22-UT on 5930. However, Zaharias Leongas thinks they've actually only been using one frequency at a time. We've had a lot more discussion since last week of broadcasts from Angola, 4950 variable, barely on the air, but there are extensive webcasts. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener has done an extensive article about this in our group. The homepage is rna.ao. From there, you may find links to various domestic service webcasts as well as from regional stations. In any event, the external language services, he says, are scheduled as follows. In English, from 11 to 14, repeated at 23 until 02 UT. These are 3 hours each. Lingala at 14 to 17 and 02 to 05, French at 17 to 20 and 05 to 08, and Portuguese at 20 to 23 and 08 until 11 UT. Last week we were reporting on the new relays of Radio Svoboda in Russian, including one presumed to come from Armenia, because it's on 1395 kHz, and there's a 500 kilowatt transmitter available there. However, Arthur Posner in New York throws some doubt on this. He says 1395 is very weak on nearly every remote receiver in Europe and the Middle East. 1386 is always strong. It seems the power output was raised from 75 kilowatts. 1386 next to it, of course, being Radio Baltic Waves in Lithuania. Anyhow, I'm still hearing the Svoboda relay at 18 to 19 UT on 1395. I've had another look at the websites of uniqueradio.biz in Australia, which has been on shortwave 5035. USB with low power. However, it no longer makes any mention of this frequency and not even a schedule, just links to podcasts of various programs. I asked Tim Gaynor about it and he says, no shortwave at present, might be back later, broadcasting something else. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Sydney Morning Herald of March 21st. ABC wants more journalists, expansion of radio into Pacific region. But this seems to be about satellite television rather than shortwave. And Hardcore DX Ivan Cholakov in Miami reports on an ID station on 6017 at 02 UT with Spanish music, no ID, and off at 0215. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia replies, yes, it is a Colombian pirate, actually 6016.4, known as Organización Radial El Prado. My further monitoring of Radio Havana, Cuba, finds that they seem to have dropped 9700 in English evenings to North America and gone back to 6165. I've heard it until 0700, but it could start much earlier at midnight or 01 UT, in which case it's quite a problem for WBCQ on 6160. Adjacent channel interference, which needs to be avoided in both directions by separating them more than 5 kilohertz. Vu Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, provides the registered A22 frequencies for the low-power Danish station radio OZ Viola, 100 watts from a place called Hillerud, on 5980 Wednesdays at 21 to 22, and on 6055 or alternative 5980 Saturdays and Sundays from 11 until 13. They're both in Danish and English. Ecuador, very much non-HCJB via Germany. On March 15th, Alan Pennington in the British GS Club says they've been heard with extra programming in Russian at night on 3995. Before and after midnight UT, in fact, until 0400, they used to relay Life FM from Cork in English during that overnight period. A later update as of March 21st via Dmitry Elagin in Russia. Due to the situation around Ukraine, HCJB Deutschland says we have decided to change our program since March 12th in Russian on 7365 around the clock in cooperation with our partner Zegenswelle, and also trying to create programs in Ukrainian. Radio Cairo Egypt continues to broadcast completely incomprehensibly with defective modulation, but a very strong signal. On March 19th, I found the English sesquihour, which starts at 21:15, had bumped up exactly 10 kilohertz, measured on 9909.803, instead of just below 9900 even. Yet for A22, they've registered a bunch of different frequencies for various languages, all still on the 9 megahertz band. Are they playing random selection games? English at 21:15, supposedly on 9440, which had been the frequency only for Albanian at 15 to 16. While that Albanian broadcast will supposedly be on 9410. In all cases, probably offset considerably minus by a tenth or two-tenths of a kilohertz. As Ivo Ivanov points out, the Radio for Peace International in France has registered some additional transmissions of its own, not just relays by RMI. For A22, it remains to be heard whether any of these will take effect immediately or ever. It's a 1 kilowatt transmitter in a place inside France called Aurus, A-U-R-O-S. It says 09 to 23 on 17520, 09 to 11 on 21565, 18 to 20 on 12005, all aimed to the northeast, and to the north or non-directional also at 16 to 18 on 7280. Check them out. And as you may have noticed, the 15-minute Russian broadcast of RFBI via WRMI showed up at a new time, rolling away our first broadcast of World of Radio, UT Friday at 0145 on 5850 and 7780. Reminder that the Greek government was planning to close down the final shortwave broadcasts of the Voice of Greece, ERT, as of March 31st. We don't yet know whether this will actually take place. In the meantime, listen a lot, if you can, to 9420. Filed under International Vacuum, this from Sean McHenry. I'm listening to CW on 255.561050 MHz, a segment of a transponder on the old U.S. military SATCOM birds. The repeating message is a much longer one than I first noted, which was near the beginning of the war, and he provides a transcription. The soul and the body will sacrifice for our freedom, and we will show that we, brothers, are from the Cossack nation. The glory and freedom of Ukraine have not yet died. Even to us, fellow countrymen, fortune will smile. Our enemies will fade away like dew in the sun. We will rule, brethren, in our own land. He found an app to help transcribe his rusty CW decoding, and Walt Salmaniv says he recognized that as the words of the Ukrainian national anthem. A press release from BBC says the World Service, on March 23rd, has filed a new urgent appeal to the UN against Iran over the online violence faced by women journalists working for BBC News Persian. They face daily relentless online attacks and harassment, including threats of rape and death. I believe I already gave the new reduced schedule of English broadcasts from NHK World Radio Japan for the new season. However, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says now there are some additional English broadcasts, no doubt due to the situation in Ukraine. Most of these, UOS, are, strangely enough, 21 minutes long. 0330 on 17560, 0330 on 1386 via Lithuania, 0430 on 6165 via Germany, 0530 on 11790. These are for Far East Russia, direct from Japan, and 1030 on 7355. But the ones I've just mentioned are on Saturdays and Sundays only. In addition, via 1386 Lithuania, 1510 to 1525 Monday through Friday, 15 to 1530 on Saturday and Sunday, 1710 to 1725 Monday to Friday, and 17 to 1751 Saturday and Sunday, all on 1386 via Lithuania. Filed under Kaliningrad, the enclave of Russia, this from Karikalio in Finland. Finnair flights have been GPS disrupted near Kaliningrad. It was confirmed that the pilots had noticed GPS interference in the area during March. Reuters previously reported on disruption of Finnair's flights. Finnair routes to southern Europe and Asia now pass Kaliningrad. Maybe they mean bypass. Richard Langley refers us to another story about this at gpsworld.com. Headline, European Agency Warns of GNSS Outages Near Ukraine. The issue of jamming and or possible spoofing has intensified in areas surrounding the conflict zone. Christian Guibaudeau, near Monaco, reports to BDXC on March 23rd. It was announced that the Prince's government of Monaco has received a request to reactivate the long-wave 216 kHz transmitter for evening broadcasts in Russian and Ukrainian. The organization has not been named. More to come. And in fact, that same evening, some were hearing it already on the air, testing at least, until about 1854, including Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily. Christian says if tests are successful, heard in Russia, regular broadcasts could start on March 28th. Chris Greenway says presumably it'll be the omnidirectional mast rather than the beam to the northwest. Last week I mentioned the new relay of Voice of Mongolia via WRMI, which is UT Tuesday through Saturday at 0130 to 02 on 5800. So I listened to the broadcast on UT Wednesday, March 23rd, and it was rather interesting, with news about Mongolia, a poetry break, and a discussion of water issues. Via Ivo Ivanov, the A22 schedule of Radio Pilipinas, the Philippines, at 02 to 0330 in English, 12010, 15640, and 17820, and at 1730 to 1930 in Filipino, but which includes some English, 9960, 12120, and 15190. More and more European countries are adding some broadcasts in Ukrainian for the benefit of refugees. Mike Cooper listens to Polish radio online for the music, says their website also shows a Ukrainian service on Radio 3, weekdays at 10:30, 14:30, and 18:32 Polish time, lasting only 3 or 5 minutes. There is also a 23-minute Ukrainian program starting at 17:07 local on Polish Radio 1. Go to www.polskieradio.pl. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2131. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in Raleigh, North Carolina, who sent an equinoctial check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. From the website of Radio Romania International, via Gagar Paul in the British Jazz Club, here are the A22 English frequencies from RRI. As always, if they start on the hour, they are almost 1 hour long, and only half an hour if they start on the half hour. And some of these frequencies may be inactive, as one or two of their transmitters are sometimes, or have been for a long time, out for repairs. To Western Europe, 0530, 7325 DRM and 9660. At 11, 13750 and 15130. At 17, 9760 DRM and 11850. At 2030, 7315 DRM and 9740. At 22, 5945 and 7310. Note that the beam for Western Europe from Romania is just about the same as for North America, much further. For Africa at 11, 15320 and 17670. For North America East, 2030 on 11850 and 13650. At midnight UT, 7375 and 9550. North America West, 03, 7375 and 9850. Japan at 22, 7325 and 9790. Australia at 0530, 17760 and 21550. India at 03, 11825 and 15330 DRM. HFCC via Rusty X, here's the A22 schedule for DRM broadcasts from Far East Russia. 20 kilowatts at an azimuth of 33 degrees from Komsomolsk Amur, which means it's also favorably aimed toward North America. 04 to 10 UT on 5735, 20 to 23 on 9850, and 23 until 04 on 12025. This could be filed under a number of countries, but here it is from Tudor Vedianu in Romania. It seems countries who abandoned medium and shortwave broadcasts never thought about the possibility of an information blackout in times of war. And once you switch everything to digital and internet, people will throw away their analog radios. Reopening medium and shortwave broadcast afterwards will be useless because people won't be able to listen. Via remotes, I continue to monitor the new Radio Svoboda broadcast in Russian, relayed on 9370 at 19 to 20 UT. Most of the time, it is clear of any interference and no jamming. I suspect the site is Armenia, but that is not confirmed. In fact, it seems there is less interference via remote in Russia at Khimki than there is listening via Western Europe at U20 Holland. Via SWLing.com and via RustyX, a press release from RFERL. Following the forced suspension of operations in Russia on March 6th, Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty is pleased to announce opening of news bureaus in Riga, Latvia, and Vilnius, Lithuania. These will house teams from the Russian and Belarusian services and the 24/7 current time global digital and TV network, and provide a base for new investigative journalism projects and digital innovation hubs. Continuing to engage our audiences in Russia and Belarus, despite those governments' best efforts to silence independent journalism. That pirate on 3940, which has been active for several months, known cumbersomely in English as Radio Free Waves Bay, is still being heard. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports it March 19th at 1933 with the Russian national anthem and comments in German about Ukraine. Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener replies, it is a machine translation of a speech heard in the background. Although the voice sounds better than the translations, the sentences are not German. One can understand the general meaning of a plot against Russia and Ukrainian atrocities, but many sentences are not in correct German. Roger Tyer in Germany says it contained pro-Russian propaganda with loud voiceover translation into choppy German. TDOA Bering hits, as expected, again in the area of Kaliningrad Oblast. Dmitry Elagin says about it, I want to warn everyone about the danger of content on 3940. On March 6th, I heard them broadcast a speech by fascist Putin about the actual declaration of war on Ukraine. This is just an abomination. The radio station supports the mass genocide of Ukrainians by the Putin regime. And Roger replies, the content on 3940 is not surprising. I already established months ago the transmitter is not actually a pirate station because its content does not conflict with the views of those in power whose territory it broadcasts from. A certain longing for the good old Soviet Union has always been audible in the program. It is not anti-establishment. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, you imply it's some state operation? Extremely unlikely. There's been no revival of Russian AM transmissions whatsoever. And Roger replies, you can call it utility radio station of Russian nationalists with state tolerance. I would not be surprised if retired military communications people are behind it. About Solomon Islands, SIBC on 5020, Ron Howard in California says on March 18th it was another day with wonderful audio level, like years ago at 0812, several clear IDs, Voice of the Nation. Some English and public service educational programs for students. 1104 News in English, and played a lot of nice island music. Tuning via remote off the west coast of Canada, I was pleased to hear SIBC on 5020 much later, March 21st at 1517, nothing but island music until fade out around 1627. That must mean they were running all night. In the Arctic Radio Club, there's discussion of Radio Sweden possibly resuming broadcasts on medium or shortwave in Russian or Ukrainian. Seems the antennas for medium wave 1179 are still there. All they need is a new transmitter to replace the one which used to be 600 kilowatts. In his column, RFK says one project recently launched in Sweden is Echo Stockholm, inspired by the Russian independent station Echo of Moscow, which was silenced by the authorities. So far, there is a podcast, but Bahnhof has announced they shall be broadcasting on shortwave. Then on March 24th, news via Alan Pennington. Echo of Stockholm, that's abbreviated STHLM. The first shortwave broadcast was to be at 21 UT on 9670, yes, via Channel 292 in Germany. The station was set up by former staff of Radio Sweden's Russian service. The first podcast was on 18 March. Voice of Turkey's English to North America at 23 UT is sometimes completely missing from 5960, and sometimes it's on the air. In any event, that's about to change as of March 27th to 1 hour earlier at 22 UT on 9830, if it's on the air, where it will again confront radio teletype interference from Puerto Rico. Here's the full English schedule of Turkey for A22. At 12:30, 15450, 16:30, 11660, 18:30, 5945, 20:30, 9875, 22, 9830, and 03 on 6165 to North America, and 7275. In British Columbia, Volodya Samaniev has been monitoring medium wave channels from Ukraine via remote in Poland. On 21 March at 03:25, he had this report. 6:57 was fairly good, but with a tone. 8:73, poor to fair. 12:78, good to very good. And 14:04, fairly good, but nothing on 5:49 or 8:10 kilohertz. The Ukrainian radio relay via WRMI at 05 to 06 UT on 7780 usually includes a few minutes of news in English sometime during the first half hour. Here's how it started on March 23rd.
Ukraine, security issue. 107 children have been killed in Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an emphatic video address to the Italian parliament. Over the past day, the Russian invaders shelled a children's hospital in Severodonetsk, east of Ukraine. Rescuers promptly evacuated 7 children and 15 adults, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. More than a week ago, I spoke to public rallies in Florence and dozens of other European cities. I asked all the Italians and other Europeans to remember 79, the number of children killed in Ukraine by then.
That started at 0504 UT. Andy Robbins recommends a New Yorker article in the March 18th issue titled Ukraine's Radio Station of National Resistance. Mike Barakloff says, according to hfunderground.com, there's a pirate station, Slava Ukraini, the voice of freedom on 6305, reported 19 March after 2007 UT. Manuel Mendez reports a pirate in Spain, maybe in Sevilla, called Indy Radio, I-N-D-Y, on 6930.9, was heard relaying Ukrainian radio in Ukrainian, March 20th before and after 07 UT, including the national anthem. Kurt Bemis refers to a news.sky.com story, Russians reportedly take out own secure communication system during Kharkiv assault. They shot themselves in the foot, as their long-developed super-secure communication system depended on 4G, which was one of the first things they destroyed in the invasion. Does anyone find it odd that a military communication system would depend on the occupied country's infrastructure? Seems like a bad move. Either you blow up the network to prevent the Ukrainians from using it, or you leave it so you can use the network. Yet since you don't control it, your locations and possibly communications are unsecure. It seems like the Russians really planned ahead on this one. We have conflicting schedules for BBC World Service in English to Eastern Europe for A22. One version, via Pedro Sedano, says 04-06-15740 via UAE. 06-20, same frequency via Wooverden. 20-22-9915 Wooverden. While another version I see in HFCC, all via Wooverden, says 12-15 on 15740 and 19-21 on 11680. Of course, this is all in English, not Russian or Ukrainian. David Colson's news from BBC itself on March 24th that because of the war, BBC World Service has been granted emergency funding, more than 4 megapounds. The funding would help the World Service broadcast directly into both countries. Now, does directly mean on shortwave or medium wave? They aren't saying. Here's World of Radio shortwave scheduling as best we know it at press time, effective March 27th or earlier. If I don't mention a station, it's WRMI. Friday, 0130, 5850, and 7780 may be resuming. 0330, 5985. 1430, 9955. 1815, an hour earlier, IRRS 7290 across Europe. Saturday, UT, 0130, 9395. 0400, WBCQ, 4790. 1930, 15770. UT Sunday, midnight 30, 7730 or 7780, 1330 WMRI Europe via Germany, 9670, 2230, 5950 may be still on the air as it has been, even though not on the schedule. UT Monday, midnight 30, 7780, 0300 WBCQ, 6160, UT Tuesday, midnight 30, 9395 and 9455. 2230, 9955. Wednesday, 1030, 5850. 21 UT, WBCQ, 7490. UT Thursday, midnight 30, 9395 and 9455. And 0130, 5010 and new, 9395. Bill Topher tells us there'll be some special programming on Radio Angela, 4790 WBCQ. UT Thursday, March 31st, since it's the fifth week of the month, the first hour at 0200, will be open mic, listener-submitted material. And the second hour, WBCQ Polka Party, with Marion Webster and Christina, at 03-04. On March 22nd, Ron Howard, upon Asilomar State Beach, California, found a strong Vatican radio on 7260, was blocking Radio Vanuatu from tune-in at 0528, but later in the clear until Vanuatu went off at 0559. Well, that was a new broadcast from Vatican Radio in Russian and Ukrainian, but the times shift as of March 27th to the following UT. Ukrainian at 0440 to 05, and Russian at 05 to 0520 on 7260 and 9705. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to be at unsettled to active levels March 23rd to 25th, and again March 31st to April 3rd, with G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels likely on April 1st, when ANK indices peak at 25 and 5. Solar flux rising from 95 March 24th to a peak of 125 April 7th to 9th, and down to 95 again by April 15th. And that's World of Radio, 2131. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks very much for listening, and please make a point of hearing me again next week, as I conclude with a standard disclaimer.